You're listening to the Texas Standard.
34 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Alana Rocha in for host David Brown. Oh, the stresses of going back to school. They are evident on the faces of children who've already started classes. It's still the first few days, and there's just a lot of anxiety associated with the new school year. And the children who haven't started yet are also anxious as summer quickly winds down. But among all of these kids is a group whose levels of stress and anxiety are so high they can only be compared to those who have experienced trauma. The Texas Standard's Joy Diaz explains.
Who are these children and why are they so anxious?
Since I was little, I always had anxiety when it came to my parents not coming home at a certain time.
They're kids, like Silvia Zubieta Rodriguez. She's now 18, but her anxiety goes way back.
I was like 6 years old when I knew about immigration and deportation and the possibility of them being deported back to Mexico. And I suffered extreme anxiety because of it when I was younger, but it wasn't to the degree of panic attacks, but it was to the degree of calling them every couple of hours before they got home, making sure that they were on their way.
What started with the terrifying possibility that her parents could be deported climaxed with her dad's actual deportation 4 years ago. Zubieta Rodriguez was 14. That week, she attempted suicide. Deportations today are up from years ago. Data from the Department of Homeland Security says deportations have risen by almost 38% from 2016. This ramping up often translates in elevated levels of stress and anxiety in thousands of Texas children. Rice University researcher Luz Garcini just released a study featured in the American Journal of Psychiatry looking precisely at that.
We found out that overall, the population has a high level of distress. Major depressive disorders turn out to be primarily prevalent, but also the anxiety disorders.
One disorder Garcini couldn't find among this group was PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder. She was puzzled, but not surprised.
A lot of the criteria that we develop for PTSD is based on a Western kind of Anglo culture of military personnel that was sent overseas and develop trauma symptoms.
Meaning previous studies have been tailor-made for soldiers, not for children who live in fear of losing a parent or in fear of they themselves being deported. Garcini says even so, when it comes to PTSD symptoms, these kids fit every criteria except one.
To experience limited functional ability. And what happens with these immigrants is they will meet criteria for the other symptoms, but they have no limited functional ability because they cannot afford that luxury.
For instance, Silvia Zubieta Rodriguez is still in school and holding a job. She cannot afford to be limited by her mental health.
I am saving up money so that my mom doesn't have to buy the necessities that I need to and for college and stuff, as well as like my dad needs the money, like $500 a month or something like that.
Imagine hauling that level of stress into a classroom, whether the classroom is at an elementary school or at a college campus. Michael Williams has been thinking about that. He's the former commissioner of the Texas Education Agency.
Think about the adverse learning impacts on the student who leaves that classroom, and even on the child who's left behind, who's going to be worried that their best friend is now gone, who's going to be worried perhaps that somebody may come to get them next. The adverse academic educational consequences are significant.
They are significant, but unknown. Up until now, there's been very little quantitative data in that regard, and that's what Rice researcher Luz Garcini is working on next. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.